Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Who wants a buzzard? 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 Three buzzard.
Okay, Patrick, it is March. It is now March, which means we're going to look back at the music of February.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see here. March is kind of a crazy month, right? I mean, weather-wise, it's just...
It is. You
know, it's ridiculous. It'll be like... It'll feel like summer one day and then winter the next.
We've already had that. I think it was already like 74 degrees one day, and it's supposed to snow this weekend. So
right.
It's about right for Virginia in March.
It's very strange. It's very strange. But the good news with it is that by, you know, when we get out of March and into April, it should be pretty nice.
Should be spring.
Just rain all the time.
But, yeah. I'll have to get the lawnmower out.
Yep. Okay, so anyway, it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to look back at new music released in February of 2022. And I guess we're going to do both of our picks in this episode,
yeah.
Right?
Combo episode today.
All right. So I think I went first last month. Do you want to go first this month?
Yeah. Yeah, happy to go okay. first. Happy to.
Right.
You know, Jim, and I'll keep this very brief, but... listeners who have been listening recently may know about our offshoot radio station, Suburbs Pod Radio. And one thing that's been nice is Keith Jacobson has been doing a Friday new music episode, which is really cool. And I had the opportunity recently to step in for him when he was out on a trip. So I got to really get you know, a good look at the new music that came out the last few weeks. So that was exciting for me. I'm probably more well-schooled for this episode than I have been, but that's all thanks to Suburbs Radio, folks. So go to suburbsradio.com and you'll figure out everything you need to know. So this one song here came right on the border of February and March, and it's by a band called The Stroppies, and it's called The Perfect Crime. And I want to thank some of our community for pointing this tune out as a suggestion to play on the Suburbs Radio new release show on Friday. And let's spin it, Jim, and I can't wait to hear your reaction. If you haven't heard this song, I think you're really going to like it.
Hey, the Stroppies. I don't know anything about this band, but I liked what I heard there. I like the way, you know, I like the overall just kind of like alternative sound to it, but I like the way they have that little rhythmic thing going yeah. there to kind of keep it on track. I don't Isn't know how you cool? describe that, but I really liked it a lot. Yeah.
I loved that instantly too. I don't even know. It's, I guess it's voices or something, you know, yeah. doing a little thing, but they bounce it back and forth in the headphones too, which is really cool. And yeah, it serves as a, like a rhythm generator kind of a thing. Yeah. And they pile the fuzz right on top. It's really, really good. I like it a lot. I can't wait for the whole album. So that's a single that just came out right at the end of February there, and it's called The Perfect Crime. This band is from Melbourne, Australia, and the album is going to be out on May 6th, and it's called Levity. And just the real quick lowdown that I was reading here on their Bandcamp page is that this is their lockdown record. They made it all when the country was locked down, and I think Australia had a more intense lockdown than many places. And they wanted to call the record Levity because it seemed that that's what they needed to be making a record in such a troubling time when they were making pop music. But it seems like it's going to be pretty good if that song's any indication. So
yeah, it sounds great.
I like it a lot. I can't wait to hear the rest. And they have another previous album, too, that I haven't checked out yet, but I will. So definitely look out for that.
All right, cool.
So now from the rockin' to the equally rockin', I want to take another one. No African music this month. I'm going straight for the guitars. And the band, as soon as I saw the band's name, I'm like, well, I got to like this band. It's a band from Wales. Number one, I always like bands from Wales, and they're called Buzzard, Buzzard, Buzzard. And they're just a couple of brothers and their friends, and they look sort of young and fresh face, and they got haircuts, you know, that look like they could come right out of the K-Tel LP there. And they've made an album that mixes power pop and other stuff, namely some glam hooks. You know, it's just a lot of fun. I've just been really enjoying listening to it. So I want to spin this track and see what you guys think. It's Buzzard, Buzzard, Buzzard.
Okay.
There it is.
Buzzard, buzzard, buzzard. Yeah. It seems to me there's a lot of kind of stuff mixed up in there. In some ways it kind of reminded me of the Flaming Lips kind of, but maybe a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There were moments when I thought the voice had a certain Freddie Mercury quality to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it comes from that same kind of Flaming Lips spirit. It's like this kind of like bigger than the world sort of, you know, sound, right?
Yeah.
Like we're we're bringing it, man. You're coming along for a ride, you know. So anyway,
yeah, well said. Yeah. The song is called Crescent Man versus Demolition Dan, and this is their first album, Backhand Deals. It came out on February 25th. The first song, called New Age Millennial Magic, definitely has that Freddie Mercury quality that you were talking about in there. And apparently, you know, they've got quite the buzz. Going in their home country, and you know their tongue is in cheek, but just like you said, I mean, their two of their earlier singles could be one of them, John Lennon Is My Jesus Christ, could definitely be a Flaming Lips title,
right.
And then they have another one, Double Denim Hop, that's very you know, sort of glammy and punky at the same time. So there's definitely that about them too, which I like, you know. Yeah, so I quite enjoy it. It'll be interesting to see where they go from here, but it's a good start. So, and of course, every time I listen to them, I think of them. I can't get out of my head the scene from Blues Brothers, orange whip, buzzard, buzzard, three buzzards.
That's so right.
There you go.
That's right. Okay, cool. All right, those are great picks.
Thank you very much. And yeah, I enjoy both those songs a lot.
I was not really familiar, although I think, if you go back and look, I may be wrong about this, but I want to say once Walt Falconer made some reference to this band. But you said this is their first album?
It's their first album, but they had singles out before this. So they've been around. So he may have. You're right.
You know how he gravitates toward the bird bands.
Yes, got those bird themes
going. I want to say I think he's mentioned this band before, but anyway, cool.
He might have been on them. Yep, I can see it.
Okay, I am going to start here. Let's see, I have two picks. I'll start with this artist. Her name is Lady Dan, and let's see here, Lady Dan is actually Tyler Dozier is her name. So it's one of those deals where it sort of like has a band name, but it's really not a band. It's,
gotcha.
An artist kind of thing.
Snail and, mail. Yeah,
that kind of thing. This song I'm going to play is called Not in Love, which was recorded during a session for her debut album, which was released last year, but it was not included on that album.
Oh,
it's like, you know, so it's an outtake from that session or whatever.
Got it.
Just now released in February. And let's just give that a listen. Okay, there you go. Lady Dan, Not in Love is the song.
That was great. I loved it, especially that one part where her voice went up sort of, you know, dramatically, and then it came back down, and that was really cool. And I also really like the drums. I like sort of songs that are mid-tempo-ish, yet the drums are kind of active, and they were really active on that song. I like those couple of rolls that happened. Very cool. Very, very cool. I've got to listen to more of that. I'm not familiar with Lady Dan whatsoever.
Yeah, so Lady Dan's debut album came out last year. It was called I Am the Prophet.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, this is a single taken from those sessions. And she is now living in Austin, Texas, but was originally from Alabama. And she is on a label called Earth Libraries, which is out of Birmingham, Alabama. Mm,
okay.
So just so you know. And anyway, I like the sound of that song. It reminds me of sort of, I don't know, late 80s, early 90s kind of sound, right?
Yep,
and
yep.
And then the sentiment is kind of interesting too, with this whole idea of like, you know, it starts off, you know, wanting to write a love song, but I'm not in love. You know, it's sort of like this idea of like, you know, can you, you know, I don't know. It's sort of this idea of, you know, being in the right mood or frame of mind or situation or circumstance or whatever to, you know, have these different kind of emotions and feelings, right? So anyway, and can you just force that on yourself? You know, not really, right? So anyway,
right,
yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that is very cool. Yeah, and it's got that kind of feeling too. So nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go, Lady Dan. Now, the other one is an artist I think some people have heard before. This is the latest album, the sixth album from Mitski.
Ah.
And the song I want to play, the album is called Laurel Hell, and the song I want to play was actually an advanced single, so it came out prior to February, but I'm including it in February New Music because it's on this album that came out in February. Anyway, the song is called The Only Heartbreaker. All right, there you go. The Only Heartbreaker. I really like this song for a number of reasons. One is I like sort of the poppiness of it. It's just a fun song to listen to, but it has that quality I think all of us appreciate, which is it's like a happy sounding song, but it's really kind of sad, right? And
yeah.
So the whole sentiment of it, which you don't hear very often in music, you know, you hear a lot of breakup songs in popular music, but usually from the perspective of the person who was broken up with, rarely from the person, the point of view of the person who was doing the breakup, which is what this song is all about.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, she tends to, I guess in relationships, you know, be the one who cuts things off. Right. And so she, you know, I'll be the only heartbreaker here. And I really loved how the opening line, when you get a really good opening stanza, right, that can just set off the whole song, right? And it's basically, it's I think it goes like, you know, if only you would, I don't have it in front of me, but it was basically like, if only you would make a mistake, you know, that would make things so much easier.
I'm totally
messing this up now. I can't remember how it was exactly, but that was it, you know, that whole thing. Like, so anyway, so I like that a lot. Mitski, she does some good work. So there you go.
Very, very good record, Jim. And that's a great pick. And I like that song a lot with the synthesizer pulse of it too, yeah. Which is more, a little more, I don't know, almost danceable, I guess you could say in right. some ways. And I believe she took a break, right, for a while, at least a year. And I remember I was trying to look here as we were listening, but it was back to 2018, but her previous record. So Be the Cowboy was 2018. So it's great that there's a new one out there for everybody. If you liked her, she didn't disappear. It just took a little hiatus.
Yeah. I think she's a really talented songwriter. But here's a fun fact. This song, The Only Heartbreaker, was co-written with Dan Wilson. Now, some people Dan may Wilson. Recognize that name. Most people probably will not. But he has been very active in the music scene after the breakup of his band, Semisonic.
Oh, Semisonic. Is that right? I didn't know that.
Remember that band?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yes. Yeah. Right.
So he's an active songwriter, huh. And I guess, you know, and you can, you know, Semisonic, they had pretty poppy little songs, right? So
they did, yeah, radio
so,
songs.
Yeah, he co-wrote this song with Mitski. There you go.
Very nice. Very nice choice. I like that. It's a great way to go out.
All right. So those are our picks. And then we're going to have more new music picks for February from listeners and so on the rest of the week, right?
That's the plan.
Okay. All right, cool. Well then let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Who wants an orange whip? Orange whip? Orange whip? Three orange whips.